This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas County's longest-serving, most controversial, and only African-American commissioner, John Wiley Price, was arrested and named in a 13-count indictment today alleging conspiracy, bribery, and fraud. Three co-defendants were also named. A three-year investigation led up to Friday's arrest. What started it? Here's a look. On June 27, 2011, the FBI launched a surprise raid on Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price's home, vehicles, and county offices. The Bureau seized boxes of documents and cash. The warrant also sought valuables like wristwatches.
I'd been to a meeting. I came in, and there were individuals both on the bottom floor and on the second floor. And so they had search warrants.
In the office of his attorney, Billy Ravkind, Price said he had no idea what the raid was about. The warrant listed no allegations.
I mean, I've been up against this once before. This is not the first time I've been up against, adversity, and I'll look forward to that day in court.
The FBI also searched homes and offices of Price's longtime county assistant, Daphne Fain, and political consultant, Kathy Neely. The Bureau took a safe with nearly $250,000 in cash from Price's home. 11 months later, in May of 2012, a lengthy affidavit cited a laundry list of crimes that Price may have committed, including theft, bribery, and influence peddling. It's believed those documents and cash from the safe helped form those allegations, especially after Price argued he should get the money back. The affidavit also suggested Price took money for votes and laundered cash through businesses Fain and Neely owned. In one instance, the FBI presented a timeline of financial transactions suggesting influence peddling. Documents showed Fain and Neely may have illegally helped Price secure expensive cars and property and also commit bankruptcy fraud. Most of that information appears in today's 107-page indictment. To Price's many supporters in Southern Dallas, like Betty Frank, the commissioner has done nothing wrong.
He's honest. I bet he's honest. He speaks what he thinks.
And no matter what FBI evidence may suggest, she's reluctant to change her mind.
That federal investigation, I think, is a bunch of malarkey. But then again, I might be wrong. I don't know. But I doubt if, it's like this. Every time you got somebody doing a job, somebody's going to find something wrong with it.
Clearly, prosecutors have. A final verdict could come in the federal trial that may be a year or more away. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.